In this bulletin, tensions between the Australian government and Turkey over the Christchurch attack. New Zealand authorities try to calm concerns about the processing of victims of the Christchurch terror attack. And Scott Morrison fires back at Bill Shorten over immigration policy. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. One month before Anzac Day, Australia is reviewing its travel advice for Turkey after comments by the Turkish president. Speaking in Turkey after the terrorist attack in Christchurch, Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Australians with anti-Muslim views would be sent home in coffins like their grandfathers, referring to the World War I battle at Gallipoli. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says these comments are offensive and reckless and all options remain available for an Australian response to them. Mr Morrison has met with Turkey's ambassador to Australia, Korhan Karakoç. Mr Morrison says he doesn't accept Mr Karakoç's explanation for the comments, and Mr Erdogan's comments also mischaracterised Australia and New Zealand's response to what happened in Christchurch.
I do not accept the excuses that have been offered for those comments. I believe the comments also completely misrepresent the very strong position taken by the Australian and New Zealand governments in our response to the extremist attack in New Zealand that was committed by an Australian, but in no way, shape or form could possibly be taken to represent the actions or any policy or view of the Australian people.
In other news, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is firing back at comments from opposition leader Bill Shorten over his government's proposal to cut Australia's migration cap. Mr Morrison has announced the migration cap will be cut from 190 to 160,000. Mr Shorten says that in itself is not a problem, but in the wake of the Christchurch terrorist attack, Mr Shorten also says extremists take comfort from politicians criticising immigration. Mr Morrison says his policy is not about criticising immigration. He's told the Seven Network Mr Shorten should instead focus on denouncing controversial comments about Asian immigrants by New South Wales opposition leader and Mr Shorten's fellow Labor Party politician Mike Daly. The federal government will meet with big social media companies next week amidst its calls for those platforms to remove hateful content in the aftermath of the Christchurch terror attack. The Australian newspaper is reporting executives from Facebook, Google, YouTube, which is owned by Google, and Twitter will meet with Mr Morrison and Attorney General Christian Porter and Communications Minister Mitch Fifield next Tuesday. The Christchurch terror attack was live streamed on Facebook. Mr Morrison has written to the group of 20 chairmen, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, trying to get the issue of bringing these companies to heel on the agenda for the group's meeting later this year. Authorities are defending the pace of their work in processing bodies in the wake of the Christchurch terror attacks. It's a particularly sensitive issue since the vast majority, if not all, the victims of the attack were Muslim, and Islamic tradition requires swift burial of the dead. That can't be done until the bodies are released to the families of the deceased, and that in turn can't be done until the bodies are formally identified after an autopsy. New Zealand Police Chief Commissioner Mike Bush says 21 bodies have been formally identified and the majority of bodies will have been formally identified by the end of today. Mr Bush says authorities are doing their best for the families of the dead, but he says authorities must do their job properly and that takes some time.
If we get that wrong, that is unforgivable. So we're focused on getting that right. We must prove for prosecution the cause of death to the satisfaction of the coroner, to the judge. You cannot convict for murder without that cause of death.
In cricket, Australia spin bowler Adam Zampa thinks Pakistan will bat against him more aggressively than India did, fresh off beating India. Australia is about to play Pakistan in a five-match, one-day international series in the United Arab Emirates. It will be Australia's last series before the World Cup in Britain later this year. Zampa, Australia's top spin bowler in the shorter forms of cricket, had a successful series in India, taking 11 wickets. He says Pakistan's batsmen will take more risks against him, trying to get more reward, but he's ready for it. check out the weather for today. In Perth, it's humid, 32. In Adelaide, it's sunny and 28. It's cloudy in Melbourne, 25. Also cloudy in Hobart, 23. Much the same for Canberra, 27. A few showers in Wollongong, 23. Similar conditions in Sydney, 25. Much the same for Newcastle, 26. It's sunny in Brisbane, 34. There's rain with a possible storm in Cairns, 29. And it's partly cloudy in Darwin, 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.